Can you believe it already? The 8th of December. We are well into this first week of December of the year 2017. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio. After all these years, still broadcasting, still here. Did you enjoy my life story? My little transition? You know, just giving you a little peekaboo into my life. No, I didn't finish it. I got tired of recording it. And I said, there's so much. And so I figured that I'd do it this way. For the rest of my life, while I'm alive, I will give you some tidbits. It's Christmas time coming up, right? And the house would have been a far different kind of situation if my wife was alive. As a matter of fact, one of the boys left the house today, and he says, hey, old man, I think I'm going to bring a tree back. I said, a tree with lights and everything? And he said, yeah, you know, because they're working. And so I said, I haven't done that in years. Help yourself if it makes you happy. He says, oh, don't be a Scrooge. Yes, I'm not a Scrooge, you know. I don't have money to buy anybody gifts. I'm not looking for any gifts. I'm not looking for anything. I eat on a regular basis. Matter of fact, I got an invitation to go out to a barbershop in the city of Carson tomorrow because I visited this place well over a year ago, a good while back, and the guy that runs the shop, because I explained to him what the No Stress Express was and that I was on it, and I said, if you married and you got a woman, you're full of stress because you're going to work to keep money in her pocketbook, to keep it. Hey, I know because I was married to a woman for 34 years. Lucy had one of the best wardrobes in town. She only had a couple of dresses that she wore one time. I mean, living their life of the American dream. I'm not complaining, but when you're a dude and you marry a woman, you will be under stress in that way because you're going to keep her satisfied, and that's cool. And I think a good movie for you to see, I watched a little bit of it on Turner Movie Classics today, the last 30 minutes of it, Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart. And what a movie. I was explaining to some of the people in the house, I said, you guys don't know what a movie is until you sat through this. And I said, I have a copy of the film in my library. I said, but every time I watch the film, I see something that I, or hear something that I hadn't heard before. And one thing that I realized, that this millennial generation, they don't pay attention to all of the dialogue in the movie. You can't watch a movie and be talking at the same time. you just can't do it. It's such a magnificent movie, and I'm so glad that Turner Movie Classics shows the film, because what it communicates to me is that somebody still got some class in this country. Talking about class in the country, hasn't a lot taken place, looking at the news from the perspective of the senators that are resigning, the congressman, the black congressman that resigned. Let me say it. And I think I'm going to say it because you guys expect me to tell you the truth, right? Because I'm not like these other pastors just going to tell you what you need to hear. When one of these senators resigned today, I heard a news clip on One America News. That's the news network I listen to most of the time. I watch an ABC, NBC, or CBS because them clowns, all this is fake news. They just put it on the rotary and they just keep running it by you. So I go to One News America. I know it's, they show things about the Constitution and things like that. And you ought to read the Constitution sometimes. I have a lot of time on my hand. And so I find myself reading the Constitution. And once I read the Constitution, somebody black may say, but John, that wasn't written for you. Well, of course. yours, fool. It wasn't written for you either. As a matter of fact, it wasn't written for nobody that's alive today. Matter of fact, the people that wrote the Constitution and knew what they meant when they wrote it have been dead for so many years. When we refer to a document that we have absolutely no connection to, it makes it a little ridiculous when you look at it, because we weak, shabbily put together human beings are trying to hold some stuff together that was written hundreds of years ago that possibly had no, absolutely nothing to do with us at all. But yet and still, we talk about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the right to do this and the right to do that. Somebody sent out a little quipple on Twitter or something yesterday saying, be careful if you own a Samsung tablet. Well, I do. They say because they can take a picture of you on whatever website. I don't care. When I want to see something, I'm going on that website and see it. I have never been interested in seeing nothing that had to do with children because I don't have children. My children are grown. I don't want no other children. Children cost too much money to take care of, and I leave that to their parents. And if their parents don't raise them right, what? What was on the news yesterday? In some school in New Mexico, some teenager went in there and shot his classmates. Killed two of them. And so somebody in the house said, oh, Mr. C, you're always paying attention to negativity. I said, baby, let me tell you something. Y'all done struck God out of the schools. Your churches don't talk about God. I don't know what this God image you guys talking about these days, because this fool that you trying to communicate in church, if you can call this church, you go to these damn places and I don't know what they're doing. The rock band starts off everything and you go in there and you just start singing Kumbaya and you think you worship. I haven't heard nobody tell God how corrupt we are in our natures. You know, these senators resigning of their positions and everything. I saw one clown on there talking about he's sorry. Well, he's sorry he got caught. If you can tell the truth, that's about the only thing he is sorrowful for, is that he got caught. And let me close the office door, because I think that I'm going to hear a bunch of people talking in a little bit. And I don't feel like hearing them talk. But to bring it back down to brass tacks again, you have to understand, and I think I was talking about it a little bit earlier, all these people resigning from these positions, what do you think they do? Groping these women and these men. When do you think that that has not taken place? Have you ever read anything about other cultures? Now, I know what we have in the law books, what's right and wrong, because Judge Moore, you know, they're supposed to vote on him tomorrow in Alabama, right? They even come out with some things on the news on the news today. The Judge Moore said a couple of months ago that he thinks that the old South slavery was a better America than we have today. And then who do they have? Jennifer Hudson, some black actress on there saying, no, no, no. Who don't give a toot about this woman got money with her face all painted up on the internet talking about no, no, no? What do you know about that air? Tell you something. Who does this country belong to? And don't try to tell me who built this country, black man. I know who built it. It's always been on the shoulders of black man. Who built up Egypt? Who built up Africa? The black man. Where did the black man get started? In Africa. I know that. I'm no fool. But just because that truism took place, it doesn't mean that the people can't have their own country if they don't want it. See, if you think that America was a better country certain years ago, well, then to you it was. I'm not mad at you. I'm not trying to correspondingly disagree with you about that. I think America was great when a black man could go out there and get a job. But I'm going to tell you right now, the black family is not reproducing in such a way that we would be a viable anything coming up in the next 20 or 30 years. And young black people are not thinking about that kind of progressive manifesto. You see? Because we are not concerned with that. I was right. That's awfully nice of them. They went out today and they got a lot of Christmas decorations. And they said, when you finish your webcast, old man, we're going to go in your car and put the tree on the top of the car and bring a tree home. Well, it looks like it's going to be Christmas in the Coleman household. All decorated up with the things. And where did they go? Oh, they go to the 99-cent store. Because you can buy Christmas trinkets there. You know, the holiday still has some, I guess, some flair to it. And wasn't it great what the president did? He, man, on December 7, 1941, years ago, President Trump had some veterans from that war celebrate that day in the White House. That was a wonderful thing. That was a wonderful thing that he did. And also says that the capital of Israel is Jerusalem and not Tel Aviv. Oh my goodness. President Trump, now he may be making some to you, some ignorant statements, but I want to just share something with you. President Obama passed, never affirmed Israel on that level. As a matter of fact, at the end of the Obama administration, it looked like Obama was turning against Israel like white on rice. And we know that that Israel has been an aggressive country, especially against the Palestinians. We know that. Just like any democracy would fight for its sovereign right to exist. When you go to Israel, it's just like visiting Los Angeles and the Grove. Now, you know what? I know some of you don't like that, but you know PJ, he don't give a toot what you don't like. Thank you for looking at the world from my perspective. From the perspective of a man that is 73 years old, of a man that has lived through decades of change, decades of arbitration. Because that's what America's been going through. Decades of arbitration. That's what I call it. You know, you have to call in and we have to negotiate how we're going to do the rest of this thing called America. It's going to be very interesting if I'm able to stay alive. And, you know, I want to, I desire, but at times, I don't know, people. I really don't know whether staying alive is very good. You know, I've always been the person that is saying, oh, wow, when death comes, I'm looking out the window and I see the smoke from the fires further west of here, a stream coming from the mountains. I guess that fire is still burning out of control here. And no, it doesn't affect me here in Los Angeles because I'm in the basin. And if you're living in the basin, not unless we really lose composure. But I can understand the battle that my neighbors are having up in the hills and everything. And it's beautiful when you can live up there. Beautiful. Some of those multi-million-dollar structural homes, man, they'd have sometimes a whole firehouse in front of one house just to save that one house. I wonder would they be trying to save mine. I'm just keeping it real. You know. Man, they said the 52 families was in an apartment house when that thing went over the hill and just fell down in flames. Everything gone. Hey, man. Here today, gone today. Southern California, please. Now, everybody going to be in debt out here. And then the word is on one of the news stations last night, you better check your insurance policy in order to find out if your house is fully covered in the first place. Because if you don't have the kind of fire insurance that covers everything, you may only be able to put the frame up. And what it costs now, see, this house was built back in, I think, 1926, sometime like that. Hey, way back in 1926. Well, I got some news for you. It's still standing. I ain't got the new windows on here. I had some other windows that I had put on here when I had the thing restuccoed, I think, in 1986 or 87. I'm not putting no new windows on this house. These windows are still working well. I see all these people got these. Oh, look, I have this and I have that. I don't have the money. I do not have the money, honey. And if you want to do it for me, fine. But a window going to slide open. All I need to do is to be able to get out of here in case of a fire. That's all I want to do is I want to be able to escape the premises. That's it. To escape the premises. Oh, my. So how are you folk doing out there? Are you letting the news get to you? What do you think about North Korea? Is a little hothead going to jump? Because I saw something on One America News or something. There was an Air Force commander. And he was saying, I wish they would do it. He said, we just itching to get into a fight. He said, and the fight wouldn't last very long. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When an American aviator that flies one of them bombers says that, remember, this is the same America that dropped the atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the close of World War II. This same America. And I'm telling you, President Trump is putting money into the military system, whether you like it or not. Because once America becomes a weak country, no military, nobody feels the threat of America. And don't get it twisted, Putin feels the threat of America. The eagle is still flying, brothers and sisters. Now, for those of you that are not militarily inclined, I was in the Army for 2 years. I was drafted. That's when they drafted you. They didn't give you a chance to think about it. They said, you will appear. And you did. And if you didn't, Fort Leavenworth worked. Do the research on that. You know, all these young black men sitting around in the studio rapping and papping and talking nonsense. One of the boys showed it to me on their phone. Look at this. This is Kendrick Lamar. I said, that ignoramus. Don't be letting me listen to a bunch of babbling idiots sitting around a table spitting rhymes on each other. I'm just going to give it to you in the real. Spitting rhymes on each other. You need to take your asses and get into the military. And act like you know that you got some sense in your head. Instead of up here talking rabbity, babbity, 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 bap. And the only reason that they're doing that is because their little album brought them a few dollars and the rest of the suckers out here buy it. And then the rest of the, because the boy was at the table rapping this. I said, oh, I'm off. I'm not at work now. I said, yeah, but you still sound stupid. I said, that's stupid. Read a book. Research something. I'm glad one fella don't come down here anymore because he was just wasting my time. He thinks he was God's gift to making up a rhyme. I said, man, we used to stand on the corner back in the day and do that under the streetlight right here in South Central Los Angeles in Watts. Most specific, 118th and Town Avenue is the lamp pole that we were standing under. I said, what you boys are doing is not new. It's just been carried on and carried on. Oh, nobody knows anything about. You know, you mentioned a singing group like the Coasters, the Drifters. Oh, they've heard of Benny King. Oh, yeah. Back in the day. If I get mad, I'll play some music for you, but I'm not mad enough. Well, I know they want me to take them to get the Christmas tree, so I guess I I guess I will. I want to thank you guys for coming to my site. Don't let the news bug you. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you like I told you when I was pastoring. Don't spend a dime on these people. They don't need a gift. They don't need anything. I'm not trying to be Scrooge, humbug. I'm just saying hold on to your money. What I'd be doing if I buy anybody anything, a card. I got one Christmas card, and I don't know who that was from. I got one Christmas card. I no longer get them. And wonderful. I feel good. But I'm going to get a little exercise done because I want to keep the blood pumping through my body. I want to do that. And then I got to dust my desk in my office here. Things getting a little dusty. And I got to keep things clean. It's very important because I don't let anybody in this room. This is my sanctuary. I come in here to be along with you, my friends. Thank you for the many that are still listening in. And see, I don't know how to give the Christmas accolades. Let me put it to you this way. If you need a holiday to make you feel jolly, go ahead, jump into it. But I would tell you to look in the mirror and know who you are. I was talking to somebody and I said, have you ever been in love? He said, yeah, one time. And I said, what happened? You know, I'm thinking philosophically about it because that old question, what is love? And after he ran down something, I said, oh no, you've never been in love. He said, how could you say that? I said, because you don't know how to love. See, that's something about young people. They don't know how to love. They've never seen it. All right, check it out. If their parents didn't demonstrate it when they raised them, and I don't mean just by giving them stuff, because somebody keep pumping stuff down your throat, that don't mean that's love. Mm-mm. You ever had anybody just stop and stare and look at you? And you find yourself looking back at them and kind of smile and they smile back at you. And you walk up to them and you say, hey man, do I know you? And then he says, no, you don't know me, man. You know, I saw you staring at me. Yeah, I was. I love what I see, man. What you mean? Well, look at you. About 36 years old, you're on the way. Got 2 degrees, working on the third one. Leading about a wife, got them kids. You even got another one in the basket hatching. I love you, brother. You doing what needs to be done to make America great again. Because you know, brother, the black man stopped having babies. So prideful, he's only thinking about himself. He called his baby mama a bunch of bitches. You, like me, never call my woman a derogatory term. Never slung her up against a wall. Nothing like that. I didn't have to go to church and learn how to do that. I just knew out of common decency. Because you see, when America was great, that's the way practically every black man treated his woman. The way I treated mine. And yeah, I get a little lonely for her sometimes and she cut me off. But I never thought about going out there playing on her. See, only a damn coward would do something like that. Woman had your babies, taking care of your children, and you going out there flip-flopping with a hoe. Let's just keep this thing real. When I was pastoring the church, that's what they were doing. Most of the dudes that I counsel, I would say, man, you don't do that. And I got a call from one of them this morning, said, meet me at my barbershop. because my barber want to talk with you, a man that's on the No Stress Express. And you're going to have a shop full of men, and he wants you there to tell him how to do it. I don't even know where I'm going. Because like Teddy Pendergrass said, rest his soul, if you don't know me by now. See, and that's it. Young people ain't never, look, they've never heard anything like this before. I talk with young black men, I tell them, you gonna make a baby yet? Oh man, I ain't ready for marriage. I said, I didn't say nothing about that. I said, are you ready to get that woman a baby? And are you gonna take care of that baby? Make sure that baby's strong. Make sure that baby can make it in this new millennial era. That's what I'm talking about. Forget all that stuff. That stuff to get you in the tax bracket. I'm not talking about that. Man, get with a woman. They're going to have family. Hopefully the family's progressive-minded, where they all headed towards the same thing, towards positivity in the same direction. Oh, it's interesting. I'm looking out of my window, looking at my dried up lawn, and my neighbor says, John, the drought is over. Why don't you water it? I said, for what? I have my gardener come by every 2 weeks, scrape up the top, edge it up, keep that dirt down. That's my lawn look. All right. I've said enough. Hey, I love you guys. Thanks for coming to my website. And yes, I do. I love you. Because you come to my website, you spend time listening to me, and you know for that, I'm going to shut up and give you the rest of the day off. Drive smoothly as you continuously go through that traffic that you were trapped in. God bless.